The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's April 1st, 1997, in Echo Bay, New York. The light is fading as a pair of teenage boys, Alan and Thomas Morgan, push a dinghy across the sand towards the water's edge. With a final grunt, the brothers shove the boat into the small bay. Alan is the older of the two, and he holds the dinghy steady while Thomas jumps in. Then Alan climbs on board himself. Alan grabs the oars and starts rowing. The brothers want to get away from the lights of the town and the trees that crowd around the shoreline. That's because the further they are from land, the better their view will be of the Hale-Bopp comet. The comet was discovered by two different astronomers in the summer of 1995, and ever since then it's been growing brighter in the night sky. And now tonight, as the comet has reached the closest point to the sun in its orbit, those watching on Earth have been treated to a spectacular sight. But between bad weather and school commitments taking up the brothers' time, Alan and Thomas haven't had a chance to get out in their family boat until now. 13-year-old Thomas is an amateur photographer and wants to get a shot of the comet over the water with the local lighthouse in the background. Tonight may be his last chance. The comet will start fading soon, and once it travels far enough to disappear from sight, no human alive today will ever see Hale-Bopp again. Alan pulls on the oars, gliding the boat further forward through the still waters of the bay. Across from him, Thomas fusses over his camera, fitting and adjusting the lens, then taking a few test shots. Looking up, Alan can see that the clouds are beginning to clear, so it won't be long now. There's still a low haze hanging over their heads, threatening to ruin everything, but Alan hopes that'll dissipate soon enough. Alan pulls on the oars, gliding the boat further forward through the still waters of the bay. Across from him, Thomas fusses over his camera, fitting and adjusting the lens, then taking a few test shots. Looking up, Alan can see that the clouds are beginning to clear, so it won't be long now. There's still a low haze hanging over their heads, threatening to ruin everything, but Alan hopes that'll dissipate soon enough. Alan's rowing pushes them further into the bay and closer to the lighthouse. Part of him wishes that tonight would never end, that it might go on forever. It's so quiet out here. Just the two brothers, the water, the boat, and the comet shining above them even through the gloom. Watching the comet is so mesmerizing that Alan's mind begins to drift. He wonders how many others all across the world must also be looking up at the sky right now. And he thinks about the people who saw the comet on its last visit over 4,000 years ago, and how Hale-Bopp has been looping through space back towards Earth ever since. The boat shudders, and Thomas curses as he's thrown forward, his camera spilling from his hands. Alan hasn't been concentrating and steered them right onto a low outcrop of rocks. Apologizing, Alan pushes them off the rocks with his oar. It's not a mistake he'll make again. The boat looks to be undamaged, but the same can't be said for Thomas's camera. When he fishes it out of the darkness at the bottom of the boat, Thomas curses again because the lens is cracked. It's useless now, but luckily he brought a backup with him. It's just not as good, though. For this new one to work, they'll need to find a better position. Alan's rowing pushes them further into the bay and closer to the lighthouse. Part of him wishes that tonight would never end, that it might go on forever. It's so quiet out here. Just the two brothers, the water, the boat, and the comet shining above them even through the gloom. Watching the comet is so mesmerizing that Alan's mind begins to drift. He wonders how many others all across the world must also be looking up at the sky right now. And he thinks about the people who saw the comet on its last visit over 4,000 years ago, and how Hale-Bopp has been looping through space back towards Earth ever since. The boat shudders, and Thomas curses as he's thrown forward, his camera spilling from his hands. Alan hasn't been concentrating and steered them right onto a low outcrop of rocks. Apologizing, Alan pushes them off the rocks with his oar. It's not a mistake he'll make again. The boat looks to be undamaged, but the same can't be said for Thomas's camera. When he fishes it out of the darkness at the bottom of the boat, Thomas curses again because the lens is cracked. It's useless now, but luckily he brought a backup with him. It's just not as good, though. For this new one to work, they'll need to find a better position. Alan pulls on the oars, gliding the boat further forward through the still waters of the bay. Across from him, Thomas fusses over his camera, fitting and adjusting the lens, then taking a few test shots. Looking up, Alan can see that the clouds are beginning to clear, so it won't be long now. There's still a low haze hanging over their heads, threatening to ruin everything, but Alan hopes that'll dissipate soon enough. Alan's rowing pushes them further into the bay and closer to the lighthouse. Part of him wishes that tonight would never end, that it might go on forever. It's so quiet out here. Just the two brothers, the water, the boat, and the comet shining above them even through the gloom. Watching the comet is so mesmerizing that Alan's mind begins to drift. He wonders how many others all across the world must also be looking up at the sky right now. And he thinks about the people who saw the comet on its last visit over 4,000 years ago, and how Hale-Bopp has been looping through space back towards Earth ever since. The boat shudders, and Thomas curses as he's thrown forward, his camera spilling from his hands. Alan hasn't been concentrating and steered them right onto a low outcrop of rocks. Apologizing, Alan pushes them off the rocks with his oar. It's not a mistake he'll make again. The boat looks to be undamaged, but the same can't be said for Thomas's camera. When he fishes it out of the darkness at the bottom of the boat, Thomas curses again because the lens is cracked. It's useless now, but luckily he brought a backup with him. It's just not as good, though. For this new one to work, they'll need to find a better position. Alan's rowing pushes them further into the bay and closer to the lighthouse. Part of him wishes that tonight would never end, that it might go on forever. It's so quiet out here. Just the two brothers, the water, the boat, and the comet shining above them even through the gloom. Watching the comet is so mesmerizing that Alan's mind begins to drift. He wonders how many others all across the world must also be looking up at the sky right now. And he thinks about the people who saw the comet on its last visit over 4,000 years ago, and how Hale-Bopp has been looping through space back towards Earth ever since. The boat shudders, and Thomas curses as he's thrown forward, his camera spilling from his hands. Alan hasn't been concentrating and steered them right onto a low outcrop of rocks. Apologizing, Alan pushes them off the rocks with his oar. It's not a mistake he'll make again. The boat looks to be undamaged, but the same can't be said for Thomas's camera. When he fishes it out of the darkness at the bottom of the boat, Thomas curses again because the lens is cracked. It's useless now, but luckily he brought a backup with him. It's just not as good, though. For this new one to work, they'll need to find a better position. Alan pulls on the oars, gliding the boat further forward through the still waters of the bay. Across from him, Thomas fusses over his camera, fitting and adjusting the lens, then taking a few test shots. Looking up, Alan can see that the clouds are beginning to clear, so it won't be long now. There's still a low haze hanging over their heads, threatening to ruin everything, but Alan hopes that'll dissipate soon enough. Alan pulls on the oars, gliding the boat further forward through the still waters of the bay. Across from him, Thomas fusses over his camera, fitting and adjusting the lens, then taking a few test shots. Looking up, Alan can see that the clouds are beginning to clear, so it won't be long now. There's still a low haze hanging over their heads, threatening to ruin everything, but Alan hopes that'll dissipate soon enough. Alan's rowing pushes them further into the bay and closer to the lighthouse. Part of him wishes that tonight would never end, that it might go on forever. It's so quiet out here. Just the two brothers, the water, the boat, and the comet shining above them even through the gloom. Watching the comet is so mesmerizing that Alan's mind begins to drift. He wonders how many others all across the world must also be looking up at the sky right now. And he thinks about the people who saw the comet on its last visit over 4,000 years ago, and how Hale Bopp has been looping through space back towards Earth ever since. The boat shudders, and Thomas curses as he's thrown forward, his camera spilling from his hands. Alan hasn't been concentrating and steered them right onto a low outcrop of rocks. Apologizing, Alan pushes them off the rocks with his oar. It's not a mistake he'll make again. The boat looks to be undamaged, but the same can't be said for Thomas's camera. When he fishes it out of the darkness at the bottom of the boat, Thomas curses again because the lens is cracked. It's useless now, but luckily he brought a backup with him. It's just not as good, though. For this new one to work, they'll need to find a better position. Alan's rowing pushes them further into the bay and closer to the lighthouse. Part of him wishes that tonight would never end, that it might go on forever. It's so quiet out here. Just the two brothers, the water, the boat, and the comet shining above them even through the gloom. Watching the comet is so mesmerizing that Alan's mind begins to drift. He wonders how many others all across the world must also be looking up at the sky right now. And he thinks about the people who saw the comet on its last visit over 4,000 years ago, and how Hale Bopp has been looping through space back towards Earth ever since. The boat shudders, and Thomas curses as he's thrown forward, his camera spilling from his hands. Alan hasn't been concentrating and steered them right onto a low outcrop of rocks. Apologizing, Alan pushes them off the rocks with his oar. It's not a mistake he'll make again. The boat looks to be undamaged, but the same can't be said for Thomas's camera. When he fishes it out of the darkness at the bottom of the boat, Thomas curses again because the lens is cracked. It's useless now, but luckily he brought a backup with him. It's just not as good, though. For this new one to work, they'll need to find a better position. Alan pulls on the oars, gliding the boat further forward through the still waters of the bay. Across from him, Thomas fusses over his camera, fitting and adjusting the lens, then taking a few test shots. Looking up, Alan can see that the clouds are beginning to clear, so it won't be long now. There's still a low haze hanging over their heads, threatening to ruin everything, but Alan hopes that'll dissipate soon enough. Alan's rowing pushes them further into the bay and closer to the lighthouse. Part of him wishes that tonight would never end, that it might go on forever. It's so quiet out here. Just the two brothers, the water, the boat, and the comet shining above them even through the gloom. Watching the comet is so mesmerizing that Alan's mind begins to drift. He wonders how many others all across the world must also be looking up at the sky right now. And he thinks about the people who saw the comet on its last visit over 4,000 years ago, and how Hale Bopp has been looping through space back towards Earth ever since. The boat shudders, and Thomas curses as he's thrown forward, his camera spilling from his hands. Alan hasn't been concentrating and steered them right onto a low outcrop of rocks. Apologizing, Alan pushes them off the rocks with his oar. It's not a mistake he'll make again. The boat looks to be undamaged, but the same can't be said for Thomas's camera. When he fishes it out of the darkness at the bottom of the boat, Thomas curses again because the lens is cracked. It's useless now, but luckily he brought a backup with him. It's just not as good, though. For this new one to work, they'll need to find a better position. Alan's rowing pushes them further into the bay and closer to the lighthouse. Part of him wishes that tonight would never end, that it might go on forever. It's so quiet out here. Just the two brothers, the water, the boat, and the comet shining above them even through the gloom. Watching the comet is so mesmerizing that Alan's mind begins to drift. He wonders how many others all across the world must also be looking up at the sky right now. And he thinks about the people who saw the comet on its last visit over 4,000 years ago, and how Hale Bopp has been looping through space back towards Earth ever since. The boat shudders, and Thomas curses as he's thrown forward, his camera spilling from his hands. Alan hasn't been concentrating and steered them right onto a low outcrop of rocks. Apologizing, Alan pushes them off the rocks with his oar. It's not a mistake he'll make again. The boat looks to be undamaged, but the same can't be said for Thomas's camera. When he fishes it out of the darkness at the bottom of the boat, Thomas curses again because the lens is cracked. It's useless now, but luckily he brought a backup with him. It's just not as good, though. For this new one to work, they'll need to find a better position. Alan pulls on the oars, gliding the boat further forward through the still waters of the bay. Across from him, Thomas fusses over his camera, fitting and adjusting the lens, then taking a few test shots. Looking up, Alan can see that the clouds are beginning to clear, so it won't be long now. There's still a low haze hanging over their heads, threatening to ruin everything, but Alan hopes that'll dissipate soon enough. Alan pulls on the oars, gliding the boat further forward through the still waters of the bay. Across from him, Thomas fusses over his camera, fitting and adjusting the lens, then taking a few test shots. Alan pulls on the oars, gliding the boat further forward through the still waters of the bay. Alan pulls on the oars, gliding the boat further forward through the still waters of the bay. Alan pulls on the oars, gliding the boat further forward through the still waters of the bay. Alan pulls on the oars, gliding the boat further forward through the still waters of the bay. Alan pulls on the oars, gliding the boat further forward through the still waters of the bay. Alan pulls on the oars, gliding the boat further forward through the still waters of the bay. Alan pulls on the oars, gliding the boat further forward through the still waters of the bay.